From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to thank you so very, very much for joining in with us on this Tuesday edition of the Living Truth program originating from the Way of Truth Ministries here in Altoona, Pennsylvania. And this week is a rather unique week for us here at the Living Truth broadcast because there are two of us on the program this week. My special guest is Dr. Dan Hummel with the Beacon of Truth Baptist Ministries, and he has his own radio broadcast. He's been preaching for many years. In fact, one of the reasons why we decided to put this week of broadcasts together is simply because of the fact that both of us together have been involved with ministry for many, many years. We've seen things take place in churches and in the lives of individual Christians that really concerns us, and we just wanted to share with you what is on our heart. And this particular week, we are basically using Jude 3 as the foundational verse of our study, where the Word of God says, "Beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that ye should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints." Back in Jude's day, there was compromise, and in our day, there is compromise and a departing from the Word of God. Yesterday, Dr. Dan basically talked about this concept of contending for the faith. Today, he's going to share with us the concept of contending for the Word of God. And Dan, I really appreciated your message yesterday. It was one that was needed. You did a tremendous job in laying the foundation for this week. I'm looking forward to hearing what you have to say about the significance of contending for the Word of God.
Thank you, Dr. Dahl. Really, we are living in troublesome times, and obviously there's a departure from the Word of God and a denial of the Word of God that is doing a lot of difficult things in our churches today. If it was necessary for Jude to contend for the faith in his day, earnestly contending for it, how much more do we have the responsibility of contending for the faith in our day? We know that Jesus is coming soon. We know that these are the last days. We could look at verse after verse after verse that would remind us of what is going to be characteristic of those days. Paul wrote about that, and he said that they're going to be dangerous days, difficult times. Men are going to be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. And it goes down through that passage of Scripture and describes the day in which we are living. And there is nothing more dangerous in our pulpits today, in our churches today, than a departure from the Word of God. Jude felt the responsibility, and he felt the urgency of standing up for the truth of God's precious Word. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 1 and in verse number 13, he said, "Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus." Sound words. Where do you find them? Sound words, dependable words, reliable words, trustworthy words. Where are you going to find that? You're going to find it in the precious Word of God. They are the words of Scripture. And I want to remind you that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. It's profitable. They come from the Lord. These are not man's words. These are God's words, and they're not to be tampered with. They're not to be denied. They're not to be altered. They're not to be changed. Jude says, hold fast to those sound words. They are God's words, and we must stand up for the truth of those words as we deal with the precious Word of God. In the book of 2 Peter chapter 1 and in verse number 21, Peter said this, "For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. You can't attribute this book to Paul. You can't attribute this book to Moses. You can't attribute this book to Abraham. You can't attribute this book to David. These are God's words, the words that God wanted man to hear and to know and to believe. They are profitable. They're beneficial. They're helpful. They bring people to salvation. They bring people to spiritual growth. And if we start watering down the Word of God and taking positions that are contrary to God's Word, we are giving falsehoods to individuals. And so Jude says, you better contend for the faith. Where do you find the faith? You find the faith in the Word of God, the doctrines of God's precious Word. They are to be stand. We're to stand up for them. We're to defend them. We're to proclaim them in every manner and every way. There's great attacks that are being leveled against God's Word today. Attacks, serious attacks. When you begin to alter the Bible, when you begin to change the Bible, and you want the Bible to say what you want it to say, you are on dangerous ground. And I'll share something with you in just a moment that ought to open every one of our eyes to the truth that God does not stand by and let His Word be tampered with without pronouncing a major judgment upon those individuals. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, and in verse number 13, but evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. There's the very problem that we have today. People are being deceived. If you're not hearing the pure, unadulterated Word of God proclaimed in the pulpit, you are being deceived. You are being fed a lie, a falsehood, a fable that is going to lead you down a path that is contrary to what God really wants in our life. And there's a serious warning that God issues concerning that. When you take your Bibles and you go to the book of Revelation, I mean, that is serious. When God pronounces a judgment on those that have tampered with His book, that have changed His book, that have altered His words, He tells us in Revelation chapter 22, He tells us in verse number 18 and verse number 19, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words. I want you to underscore that in your Bible, the words. Not just word, but words, all of God's Word. He tells us those prophecies that are found in this book. If any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city. And from the things which are written in this book. Now, I believe John was not only talking about the book of Revelation, but he was talking about the entirety of the Word of God. When you go back into the writings of Moses, in the book of Exodus, we're not to tamper with the Word of God. Moses said that. He stood for that. You and I need to stand for that. And so John is giving us a warning that come from the lips of our Savior. He's the one, the Savior, is the one that issued this warning. Don't tamper with my book. And we are in a day when God's Word, with all of these modern translations and different things that are being produced and called Holy Bible, they're not holy. They're not God's words. They have been changed and altered to fit and suit the desires of individuals. Because Paul said, the day's coming when they will not endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, giving people what they want to hear rather than what the precious Word of God has to say. So where do you stand? As you listen to this broadcast today, are you a part of a church that is standing for the truth of God's Word? Or do you listen to messages that are being altered and brought into conformity to this contemporary age in which we are living? I believe that the warning is serious, and we need to stand up for the truth and defend the truth, and that is the biblical truth that we find in the precious Word of God.
Amen, Dr. Hummel. You know, you couldn't be any more clearer than that. And, you know, it's interesting, as I was listening to what you had to say, there is an attack on the Word of God from the devil. That attack is seen in the world where we find that so many people just don't have any respect for the Scripture at all. But there is a tremendous attack on the Word of God in the church.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, either because of the fact that you have people who don't believe the Word of God. You've got preachers who don't preach and teach the Word of God. But through all of these translations that you find in churches today, what do you think is the motive behind those translations that are out there?
I can answer that in one word, M-O-N-E-Y, money.
Mm.
And the devil is using that. I mean, I realize that the devil is the one that's behind it all because he cannot stand for the Word of God. It exposes him for who he is, and it really exposes people for what they need, and that is salvation. And the devil can't stand back and let that be proclaimed. But the publishers, the ones that produce these scriptures, so-called, are interested in money. And that's why there's so many people in this world that do not have a copy of God's Word, because it's not profitable for these large publishing companies to produce a lot for them in their language, that they would have God's Word.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, thinking about that warning you gave from Revelation chapter 22 about taking away from the Word of God, I'll tell you, those publishers who have been used to disrupt and destroy the Word of God, they're going to give an answer to God, are they not?
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. A serious answer, and they will be judged accordingly.
Yeah, and even many pastors that don't teach the unadulterated Word of God, whether it's through different translations or through their own teaching, they're going to answer to the Lord, too.
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. And I don't want to be in that boat.
I don't want to be there either. And I appreciate your emphasis on paying attention to the words, because even the small words have a big meaning. And it's very, very important that we pay attention to sound words, biblical words, as we look into the Word of God.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Dan Hummel, and thank you, friends, for being with us. Now, the Lord willing, tomorrow we will be talking about contending for truth. What is truth? Why must we stand for truth? You'll want to join us tomorrow on the program. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.